Welcome to GCSE Sociology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental concepts in sociology, roles. Whether you're revising for your OCR GCSE or just starting this topic, this 10-minute episode will give you everything you need to understand roles, status, and how they shape our social identities. Let's get started. So, what exactly is a role? In sociology, a role refers to the expected behavior associated with a particular status or position in society. Think of it like this. If status is the position you hold, then role is the script you follow. For example, the status of student comes with the role of attending lessons, completing homework, and following school rules. The status of parent comes with the role of caring for children, providing emotional support, and teaching values. Examiners want you to be crystal clear on this distinction. Status is what you are, role is what you do. Now, let's talk about the two main types of status, ascribed and achieved. Ascribed status is given to you at birth or assigned involuntarily. You don't earn it, it's simply part of who you are. Examples include your age, your ethnicity, and often your gender. These statuses come with roles that society expects you to perform. For instance, being a child comes with the ascribed status of son or daughter, and society expects certain behaviors like obedience and respect for elders. Achieved status, on the other hand, is earned through effort, skill, or choice. Think of becoming a doctor, a teacher, or a university graduate. These are statuses you work toward, and they come with their own sets of roles and expectations. The key exam point here is that achieved statuses are linked to meritocracy in modern societies, while ascribed statuses are more prominent in traditional societies. Make sure you can give examples of both in your exam answers. Let's move on to one of the most important concepts for your exam: role conflict and role strain. These terms sound similar, but they mean very different things, and examiners will penalize you if you mix them up. Role conflict occurs when you hold two or more statuses that have incompatible roles. Imagine a working mother who has a crucial work meeting at the same time as her child's school play. She's experiencing role conflict because the demands of her employee role clash with the demands of her mother role. She can't be in two places at once. Role strain, however, is different. It's the stress or difficulty you experience within a single role. Let's stick with the employee example. If you're struggling to meet deadlines, attend multiple meetings, and complete reports all within your job, that's role strain. You're not juggling different roles, you're overwhelmed by the demands of one role. Remember, role conflict is between roles, role strain is within a role. Write that down because it's a common exam trap. Now, how do we learn these roles? This is where agents of socialization come in. Socialization is the process by which we learn the norms, values, and roles of our society. The primary agents of socialization include the family, education, the media, and peer groups. Each of these plays a crucial part in teaching us how to behave in different roles. Let's start with the family. This is where primary socialization happens, especially in early childhood. Sociologist Anne Oakley identified two key processes: manipulation and canalization. Manipulation refers to parents encouraging or discouraging certain behaviors. For example, praising a girl for being gentle or a boy for being brave. Canalization refers to channeling children toward gender-appropriate toys and activities, like giving boys trucks and girls dolls. Oakley argued that gender roles are not biologically determined, but socially constructed through these processes. This is a key feminist argument, and you should be able to apply it in exam questions about gender and socialization. Education is another powerful agent of socialization. Schools don't just teach academic subjects, they teach roles and norms through the hidden curriculum. This refers to the unwritten rules and expectations that students learn, like punctuality, respect for authority, and conformity. Schools also reinforce gender roles through subject choices and teacher expectations. For example, girls may be steered toward humanities and boys toward sciences. This is secondary socialization, and it reinforces the roles learned in the family. The media is a pervasive agent of socialization in modern society. Television, films, social media, and advertising all present role models and stereotypes. Think about how men and women are portrayed. Men as strong, independent, and career-focused. Women as caring, emotional, and family-oriented. These representations shape our understanding of gender roles and influence our behavior. Examiners love to see you reference media examples, so think about specific adverts or TV shows that reinforce or challenge traditional roles. Finally, Peer groups become increasingly important during adolescence. Friends exert social pressure to conform to group norms, including gender roles. Boys may face pressure to be tough and hide emotions, while girls may face pressure to be attractive and sociable. This is another form of secondary socialization, and it can sometimes conflict with the roles learned in the family or school. Let's talk theory. Two major sociological perspectives offer different views on roles: functionalism and feminism. Functionalists like Talcott Parsons argue that roles are essential for social order and stability. Parsons famously described the instrumental and expressive roles in the traditional nuclear family. The instrumental role, typically performed by the male breadwinner, involves providing financially and making decisions. The expressive role, typically performed by the female homemaker, involves emotional support and childcare. Parsons believed this division of labor was functional because it met the needs of society and the family. However, feminists strongly criticize this view. Anne Oakley and other feminist sociologists argue that Parsons' model reinforces gender inequality by naturalizing women's subordination. They point out that gender roles are socially constructed, not biologically inevitable, and that the expressive role traps women in unpaid domestic labor while men enjoy economic power and status. Feminists advocate for greater equality in roles, challenging traditional stereotypes. In your exam, you'll often be asked to evaluate these perspectives, so make sure you can present both sides and reach a balanced judgment. Now let's talk about common exam mistakes. First, don't confuse status and role. Status is the position, role is the behavior. Second, don't mix up role conflict and role strain. Role conflict is between different roles. Role strain is within one role. Third, avoid biological explanations for gender roles. Sociology is about social explanations, so always focus on socialization, not biology. Fourth, don't just describe, analyze. Examiners want you to explain why and how, not just what. Use phrases like "this suggests that" or "this demonstrates that" to show analytical thinking. Here are some top exam tips. For 12-mark questions, aim for a balanced argument. Present one perspective, then contrast it with another, and finish with a judgment. For example, you might argue that functionalists see roles as beneficial for social stability, but feminists see them as oppressive and unequal. Your conclusion should weigh up which view is more convincing and why. Always use sociological studies to back up your points. Mention Oakley for gender socialization, Parsons for family roles, and Young and Wilmot for changing family structures. Examiners reward specific knowledge. Time management is crucial. You have roughly 1 minute per mark, so a 12-mark question should take about 12 to 15 minutes, including planning. Don't overwrite on low-tariff questions. A 2-mark definition doesn't need a full paragraph. Just give a clear, concise answer and move on. When using source material, always quote or cite specific data. Don't just say "the source shows," say "the source states that 60% of women feel role strain," and then explain what this means sociologically. This shows you're engaging critically with the material. Let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll give you a question, and you should pause and answer it before I give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between status and role? Pause now. Answer. Status is the position you hold in society. Role is the expected behavior associated with that status. Question 2. Give an example of ascribed status. Pause now. Answer. Age, gender, ethnicity, or family background. Question 3. What is role conflict? Pause now. Answer. A clash between the demands of two or more different roles. Question 4. Name one agent of socialization. Pause now. Answer. Family, education, media, or peer groups. Question 5. What did Anne Oakley argue about gender roles? Pause now. Answer. That gender roles are socially constructed through manipulation and canalization, not biologically determined. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. To wrap up, let's summarize the key points. Roles are the expected behaviors linked to a status. There are ascribed and achieved statuses. Role conflict is between roles. Role strain is within a role. Agents of socialization, including family, education, media, and peer groups, teach us our roles. Functionalists see roles as functional for society, while feminists see them as reinforcing inequality. Always use sociological studies, avoid biological explanations, and structure your answers clearly. Remember, Sociology is about seeing the social patterns behind individual behavior. Roles aren't just personal choices. They're shaped by powerful social forces. Understanding this will not only help you ace your exam, but also make sense of the world around you. Thanks for listening to GCSE Sociology Essentials. Keep revising, stay focused, and good luck with your exams. See you next time.